What's up, y'all? This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right.
Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, and touchdowns? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks.
Mm-hmm. Follow other Prize Pick players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click, whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like. Hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. If you're like me and you're like a Jets fan, you're going to find no joy in watching your team play. Mm-mm. So you might find a lot of joy watching some of your favorite players play. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah. Listen, do I think Saquon Barkley is going to get more or less than one rushing touchdown? Well, he hasn't been that good this year, so probably less.
And Joe Burrow is also hurt, so he's definitely not getting more than three touchdowns this season.
Well, download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City!
A friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Hell
yeah.
There are so many quotes, and I was like about to look one up real quick, and that one was the first one that came to my mind.
So many quotes.
Yo, first off, the fact, we'll get into it, but this movie had things I never thought I would see. A smoking leprechaun and a leprechaun with evil leprechaun hoes.
Oh yeah. Fly girls.
I was hating in the group chat. I was hating on it. And then they got to, we gonna have them smoke these four leaf clovers. And I was like, well, this is genius. I was pissed the whole movie. And then they were like, gotta smoke these four leaf clovers.
James,
I was like,
that same conversation. I didn't like the movie. And to that same conversation, and I texted out that message. It was literally, how did we get up there? Hey, he takes the hose into the balcony and they never come down. What are they doing? I think he's fucking him to death. And I was like... And then they proceed to have a montage of these two grown men.
Let me tell you how we got here, by the way. First of all, y'all know who we are. We're a film review podcast. We review the films of leading black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. Yep. It's spooky season.
Okay? So scared.
And we've been on the air for over 10 years. And
Whoa, no, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
I got out of college 5 years ago.
That's very much not true.
Whoa.
Yeah, honestly, the more you talk about it, the worse it feels.
It actually makes it. I'm trying to pretend you're young.
Hey, brother. I said five, so that's not super young. Damn.
All right.
Okay. You know what? This is not the point. Okay.
All right. And the point is that we've been doing this for a long time, but we've never reviewed Leprechaun in the Hood, which is something that.
Insane.
The reason I even thought about it is because we've been reposting our Astronomy Club videos, and there's a joke in one of the sketches that I wrote about Leprechaun.
Leprechaun's out of the hood is what James said. That line is so funny. I think my favorite line I got to say on the show, potentially.
Yeah, it was
potentially my favorite line.
an incredible delivery, and Gerard has an amazing action.
I get to kick him. Out of Leprechaun.
And I have been watching all the Leprechaun movies this Halloween season.
Now, why?
They're all on Peacock, and two, I've been doing this. So this is my third year in a row doing it. I did all the Friday the 13th.
All the Jasons. That's okay. You watched Jasons. All the Jasons.
Yeah. Some of them are called Jason. Freddy versus Jason. Jason X. And the year after that, I did Nightmare on Elm Street. Again, these movies, there's so many of them. Friday the 13th started in 1980, like 80, maybe 1980, and they or 82, and they made them like 1 year after another. Like they made one every year. It was insane. They're so cheaply made, and you know, Nightmare on Elm Street was made in pretty quick succession too. I don't think there were as many of them in that original thing, but then Wes Craven rebooted it, and then there was a couple. There's a couple of reboots of that.
Yeah, he. I just listened to a podcast that discussed the original. Like he, yeah, he wasn't a part of too many of them, but it's so funny because they said how bad and how hard it was to make the original, and I love hearing that. Like, oh, they ran out of money. They couldn't get this, and then the movie comes out being like a classic.
Yeah, a cult classic for sure. And then they, So this year I was like, oh, you know what? I don't think I've seen most of the Leprechaun movies. I think I had only seen the first one and Leprechaun in the Hood.
Have you done the Child's Plays? Did you do Leprechaun before Child's Play?
I did. The reason I started watching one, I saw that it was on Peacock, and then I was thinking about doing Leprechaun in the Hood, and I was like, oh, this might line up. And thankfully you guys said yes. it allows this, allows me, literally Tessa's been like, why are you watching these? So here's the thing about, like I'm Jonathan. You guys know that. Sorry.
Wait, are we still doing that part? They're past it.
Do we do that on Patreon? I don't know.
We don't typically do it on Patreon.
They bought this.
They understand. So the first Leprechaun movie stars Jennifer Aniston, and I think this was before, pretty sure it was before Friends. It came out in 1992. They wound up doing one of these every 2 years. So they did 92, 94, 96, 98, and then this movie, which came out in 2000.
Which one has the one where the guy, because you've watched them all recently, or a lot of them, one has the guy when it's like he thinks he's about to put his face in a bunch of boobs?
Yes.
But it's a fan.
Wait, that's a real thing?
It's Blades.
Yes. Yeah. Which one was that one?
I'm pretty sure that's two.
Okay. That might be the first one I saw. I was like, that's scary as hell. Because you think it's breasts. You think it's boobies. You know, you think you're about to have the best, the most warmth, you know,
put your face in a bunch, in some boobs, you know? And it's actually putting your face in a blade.
In some blades, and you dead. Your whole everything gets sliced
up. Face all sliced up. Mm-mm-mm. The thing about these movies is that literally none of them are good.
Not even the first one?
No. The first one is bad.
That's the Jennifer Aniston one. Yeah.
Yes. No? And it's not scary. It's like the acting is horrendous. You're just like, what is this? Like, what
do you think anybody's trying? Like, do you think they're trying to make any of these good?
I think Jennifer Aniston was trying. Oh, you mean the directors and the,
you know, anybody, literally any person involved.
So
yeah.
The one thing I will say, and before we get into this too, is like, I do think they were always a little bit self-aware. Like,
yeah,
like they always knew that like it was a little silly, and so the Leprechaun was always telling jokes. Was always like talking in rhyme, except for Leprechaun 4. For some reason, they like, he doesn't talk in rhyme the way that he does in all the other movies.
What is going on?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Brake, because like this movie came out, I'm looking at the original, it came out in 93, which means it came out after Freddy became funny. So it's like, at this point, Freddy is funny. Army of, which one is the funny? Which one is
Evil
the funny
Dead.
One?
Evil Dead 2,
well,
but
even
then
Army of Darkness 2
is the funny one.
Evil Dead 2 is funny, but Army of Darkness is hilarious.
So I was like, and then I'm looking at it right now on Wikipedia and IMDb.
And even Friday the 13th by this point had gone pretty
silly,
camp.
Right?
Yeah.
And so literally on Wikipedia and IMDb, it's described as a horror comedy. So I was like, clearly they were like, this little nigga. Because I'm assuming Chucky was funny by this point, right? Or no?
Was Chucky only not funny the first time, or was it always funny? That's the thing.
He wasn't funny in the first one.
Was scary.
He was not funny in the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he had like jokes and stuff, but I think the Chucky movies were always supposed to be a little bit scary. I mean, I guess all of these movies are supposed to be somewhat
scary. Yeah, because he had jokes because it was like this is the ghost of a convicted felon in a doll. And so it was just him being like, I'm a fucking doll. You know, like there was always some kind of joke. Right. Okay. All right.
But this, like, I guess the difference is, like, in all the Leprechaun movies, even when the Leprechaun's not on screen, they're playing comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If that, yeah. Like, there is comedy being played elsewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean the church and everything, and like in this one,
certainly in this,
all of that stuff. Let me go to my grandma, and it's just like this blind woman who is like she's guessing who everybody is.
Right. What? Yeah, they're always doing jokes and stuff. So like, it's always like that. Okay, this movie was. Let's just do like a little. This movie was straight to DVD, and remember at this point, Jason in New York had already come out. Okay. I'm pretty
sure. There was no way this was made in 2000. This movie looks like it was made in like 1991.
I genuinely almost said to you guys, I feel embarrassed for the
90s. This movie was made in 2000.
And the movie came
out in 2000.
Stars Warwick Davis and Ice-T. It was a direct-to-video release.
I didn't realize we did direct-to-videos back then. Like, how would you find this? Like, you went to Blockbuster and there's like a direct-to-video section of them?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of the Leprechaun movies were directed. I think only like the first two were actually released in theaters. Like a lot of these movies were like, like, I don't know. I don't think a lot of them were in theaters. What else do I need to say? So anyway, who knows how much money it made? Apparently its budget was $1.4 million, which is absolutely nothing. So I'm sure it made money. These movies definitely made money through VHS and then eventually DVD, right? Like they definitely did. That's why they kept making them. Warwick Davis is in all of them.
You got to get that paper, Warwick. You got to get that paper. Y'all doing another one? Sign me up.
I mean, I think they could redo this movie now. Like I truly do. I think they could redo it and like really play with the horror comedy aspect of it. Like I really think they could make it scary if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the log line is when three rappers want to get even with the pimp, they accidentally unleash a leprechaun who goes on a killing rampage in the hood. That's it, right? We don't need any other prep.
Is Ice-T actually a pimp? I thought he was a rapper. But like, he ain't pimp in the movie.
Oh yeah. Why do they call him a pimp in this?
Didn't he start as a pimp and then he transitioned?
That's right. He started as
but
a pimp.
We don't see him like, oh, so we just
hear that that's what he did music before he got a magic flute.
Yeah, I know we aren't talking about this, but when this movie started, I thought it was Halloween and they was in the costume party.
Nigga, I did too.
The 70s?
Bro, I was like,
it was really the 70s? When it cut to the next scene, I was like, hold on.
First off, I was like, and also, James, you have every reason to be confused. They don't say 1970. They don't say nothing.
No,
bro.
They don't say nothing. They don't tell you. They don't like tell you like this is what's happening.
Also, at one point, I was like, yo, because I thought this whole time this movie was like 1992. So I'm like, yo, these angles are kind of crazy. But maybe that's because they're trying to like replicate like the 70s and then it's going to like modernize itself or something like that. And I'm realizing, no, this movie is just batshit the entire time. Like the entire. Also, Ice-T's acting in this movie. Listen, bro, like he was here for the fun, and I'm not even mad at it. He was like,
oh. Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
Clearly, Ice-T was clearly having fun doing this movie. He was getting paid, and he was just like, I'm in a Leprechaun movie. Whatever.
And you know, he signed up when he heard the title, Leprechaun in the Hood. All right, nigga. That, you know what I mean? Like, that's like snakes on the plane. It's like
Leprechaun in the Hood.
Jonathan Raylock,
James the Third,
Drop Milligan. What more can I say? You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.